Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Back to the NutriMedical Report. We have here the amazing, illustrious, and brilliant Gary Richard Arnold. And Gary, we are going to do a pre-autopsy of the most dangerous and important midterm elections, not just in American history, but probably world history. What do you see coming?
This is a crossroads in time and place, and fortunately, for the listeners, they should be in fairly good shape. We're not at the bottom of a depression. There's food.
We'll hit it. If the Democrats get in the House, it's going to be helter skelter. It'll be like it'll be a helter skelter moment. It'll be awful, won't it?
Yeah, well, this seems to be it. I mean, the conspiracies have been working for centuries. They've been looking at their total chaos. They've got their Georgia Guidestones plan for elimination of billions of people on the planet. And I believe that they've been preparing for this for a long time. I thought old man Rockefeller was going to hang around long enough to see some of this real disruption go on.
He's going to be there to one of the bottle rockets when the end comes, right?
Yeah, and Kissinger is still hanging in there, and I'm sure he's certainly been part and parcel of this since his early days as a Jeep driver, and then working for the Council on Foreign Relations, and then being inducted into the whole Rockefeller network, which worked both sides in setting up the communist dictatorships and even the right wing dictatorships throughout the world. But I just heard a beep from someplace. I don't know where that came from. But, I think these people are hungry for it. They've been able to capitalize on Silicon Valley with their super inspections and their logarithms on how we are supposed to behave. And depending on how they think they've tampered with the election this time, they just may go crazy and violent.
They already are crazy. They're just going to go more violent. But I hear the subpoena threats from the maniac Nancy Pelosi, who I call pre-demented. I mean, she loses it sometimes. It can't keep her train of thought. And I'm thinking, Trump's already said it's illegal. You can't threaten the president with subpoenas to control his behavior. How crazy is that?
look at the lack of law with our fantastic Attorney General of the United States. I mean, he's got so much powder available for him to go after the left and all these mechanisms that are set up for the coup d'etat. And it's absolutely amazing that nothing's been done. And a lot of what they do also is done silently.
I know what they got. They got a picture of him with a little boy. In other words, he or his friends are pedophiles or something really bad. They got the goods on him, haven't they?
They might just have that. There's a series out of Australia that kind of takes my mind off some of the serious stuff. It's called the Rake, R-A-K-E, and the guy's like a, you know, a kind of a crazy attorney, Peter O'Toole type. But he ended up, the story's kind of fun, he ends up in the Australian state legislature because the Green Party was going all out. And, of course, his last name is Green. And so he ended up being elected. And he's just put right into this mix. And it's kind of fun because it's a juxtaposition. We're so used to seeing things already paved and tied together in a bow. And this is just wacky enough to, you know, give you a little bit of air. And
The Aussies can laugh at themselves because they know that even in the beginning where they're sent off to Australia as their prison camp, basically 10,000 miles from Britain, this is an example of why the Aussies have got such an upside-down sense of humor, not just on the other side of the world. They have a funny way of looking at themselves.
Yeah, well, we are, you know, they've used our own houses and our own communities for their prison camp. But the COGS, the Councils of Governments, our local Soviets. I went to the sheriff's website here in Santa Cruz yesterday or the day before, and at the bottom on the right hand side is implanted in their letterhead, Next Door. And I think we talked about Next Door a couple of years
ago. Yeah, I want you to talk about Next Door. Who is Next Door, and why are they tied to these politicians? Because a lot of these groups, for example, George Soros funded a lot of the, and other globalist groups funded these caravans coming up in the exact time to arrive on actual election day. The Next Door, who is Next Door, and what are they tied, how are they tied to the globalists?
Right, and I encourage people to go to their computer and just put in NextDoor, Inc. It'll probably get you there. But you can follow it. You can find out that Grayline, which is a funding source out of Silicon Valley, they were instrumental in getting Zuckerberg's Facebook up, and of course he's part of the, you know, the deep state. But Grayline, in their advertisements, when I don't know if they've taken it down yet or not, but just a few years ago when I put an article up on it, they were funded by InQtel, which is the venture capital outfit that funds the CIA and the deep state. So InQtel is involved in Next Door, and they named people from the Mossad and from InQtel and the CIA. I mean, it really is heavy duty, a cluster of intelligence agencies, and they are now introducing themselves and inserting themselves next to the sheriffs, which was really our last line of defense because they're locally elected, and they're also they're independent. They have a great deal of a degree of independence. But all the efforts under the Patriot Act and Next Door and all the propaganda, the California Sheriff's Association, etc., they're penetrated by constant propaganda, training schools how to work fusion networks, and fusion networks were designed to combine, like campus police and a guard at a hospital, the highway patrol, whoever, you know, whether they're a sheriff or a city policeman, they want to merge them and coagulate them so that they respond for a national emergency. And of course, their excuse for that has been the terrorists and the 9/11, and of course they were preparing for that even before with the Patriot Act.
Well, they created 9/11 and terrorism. Patriot Act took 5 years to write with thousands of lawyers, years before they accomplished 9/11. I have documents from a Finnish munitions expert that the Port Authority in New York and Silverstein tried to contract in 1998, 3 years before 9/11. People say, "Well, I don't believe you, Diggle." Oh, damn it, I'll send you the documents free, okay, knuckleheads? You need to read, okay? You can't argue with me, and that's why you notice that I don't get anybody who wants to argue with Deagle. You know why? Because I'm not N-O-T with a top of 12-foot tall letters. Not nice. Now, if you ask a decent question or reasonable, I'll give you an answer just like you're my little girl or boy. But if you disagree, and if you if you disagree with me, by the way, and you pretend that we're not telling you the truth, it's going to be vicious. I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection. It's going to hurt like hell until you succumb and finally realize you're suicidally stupid. And by that I mean, we were at the end. When I see this midterm election in a few days, and just on Tuesday, if we don't do the right thing here, if America goes down the toilet, if the Democrats get in, if the globalists take over, which they're doing every step from ICLEI to COGS and resilient cities and everything, we're done, man. It's over. And without the intervention of the Creator God, man, if you don't think you need to do something, you're an idiot, and you're going to die in your own spit and vomit. People need to realize this is not an option, is it?
No, this is it.
It's the end of the road. End of the road, people.
To work their way out of it, or to, you know,
this is like
start driving it.
This is like talking to a diabetic and they're going blind, and you have to tell them that, hey, I'm sorry, I got to do the below the knee amputations. This is the below an amputation day. Either put up, shut up, and vote for Republicans and independents like Keisha Rogers that want to continue a real America, as they say. The chant is no ice, no wall, no America at all.
Hunters.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAMA4M of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Paul Ryan pretending to be the Rhino Republican going to leave office. This guy's got something kind of padded. He's got widow's peak, and they say he's got the vampire syndrome. If you look at this little article here about the Boren, B-O-R-E-N family, and I'll just read a little bit. Lyle Boren, 1909 to 1992, U.S. Representative of the Oklahoma 4th District of 37 to 47. His son David Boren, Skull and Bones, born 1941, Governor of Oklahoma from 75 to 1979, U.S. Senator from 79 to 1984, and currently President of the University of Oklahoma since 1994. And by the way, he's responsible for bringing on the SAD, the Special Activities Division, primarily is based out of Oklahoma, isn't it? And his grandson, Dan Boren.
Yeah, he was the longest sitting chairman, as you can see, from 1980 to 1994. So he got 14, 16 years, three terms.
Right.
And as sitting on the Senate Intelligence Select Committee, he moved all the training for the intelligence agencies like the Justice Department and Interpol and the NSA and the FBI to the University of Oklahoma. Then he quit and became head of the president of the University of Oklahoma. So these are the people that tamper with countries and nations around the world.
Well, he's the guy that runs the he's the guy that runs the 17th agency called the SAD. And with Presidential Directive 51 that George Bush Jr. put in, the SAD and the University of Oklahoma and this guy Boren are deeply involved with controlling the agency that terrorized and terrified last November Prince Alawi bin Talal, and had one guy die and hung them upside down and threatened to castrate them. They're the same people that did the disasters of training ISIS and Al-Qaeda. These are the same maniacs that did 9/11 and killed John F. Kennedy. People need to understand, these people are bad people.
Well, Jana Ryan, Paul Ryan's wife, is a niece of David Boren, who heads all this,
right,
state secret society stuff. So he's been in the plan or in the mix for a long, long time.
Right.
Even as a congressman, he he'd push the No Child Left Behind and Path to Prosperity, which didn't do the Trade Promotion Authority, the Fast Track Authority, which puts all the multinationals in charge. He was for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, normally, formally called Obama Trade, for NAFTA. Time after time, the guy stepped in there for the multinationals.
Right.
Now, he was raised as a fan. He's supposed to be well-versed by Milton Friedman, Friedrich Hayek, and Ludwig von Mises, and also was a fan of Ayn Rand. But a few people knew that he was, an assistant, a volunteer for John Boehner, of course, and he was a speechwriter for the conservative, the neocon think tank called Empower America, and that was founded by Bill Bennett, Gene Kirkpatrick from the Industrial League for Democracy, and Jack Kemp. These were the Trotskyites and neocons under Irving Kristol. So, he's been in that, Never Trump global government.
Yeah, he's been on the GOP side of the Never Trumpers, right? These are the maniacs like George.
Well, in that group there was funded by the CIA to put out a magazine in England called Encounter, and that supported the Fabian socialist government there. So Paul Ryan has no business, no roots, no belief in having a sovereign, independent government of the United States. And, of course, he was Romney's number one pick to be vice president. And
right. Now, Romney, by the way, is another character that's dangerous. He's running for Senate. He's going to be a senator. I think Romney's going to run in 2024. And if I want to pick out a person that would be the number one candidate to be the, if you want to call it, the Antichrist president, is Romney. It's not Trump. It's Romney. This is a very, very bad guy. He's deep state, SAD all the way, isn't he?
Yeah, it's a shame. Well, you can go back to his father. His father was a member. He's from Michigan, of course, and he did the sabotage on the Goldwater campaign. It was he and Cranston and Nelson Rockefeller that did everything they could to destroy Barry Goldwater so that Johnson could be in there. And of course, Nelson Rockefeller lost. He was supposed to be the Republican nominee in 64 after Kennedy was killed. And the very day Kennedy was killed, November 22nd, 1963, Rockefeller put together the Ripon Society, which we talk about a number of times, and it's good we do that because people have to look up and know about the Ripon Society because that is the enemy. The plants, the left behinds that are working inside the Republican Party for global government. Those are the back.
Your phone is doing really funny things. It's going beep, 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 beep. Probably the globalists don't want us to be talking, I think.
Yeah, I'm not hearing it on this side.
But we can't on this side. It's like beep, 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 beep. I haven't done it, heard it before. What I see happening right now is this. Without Trump, America would already be finished. They say they wanted to destroy the middle class, and Trump wants to build that middle class, which is 60% of the population. Without a middle class, you don't have an engine to create new technology, a future, or anything. All you have is an elite class and a starving poor that are supported, that have to have benefits from a bankrupting over elite. And Obama did it. He tried to make us a post-colonial nation. He doubled the debt. He destroyed the military. He tried to crush and destroy the middle class and say, don't worry about it. And then you did something, you say, you didn't do it. We built it. We, America. No. Obama, you are a satanic nut. Shut up. And all these people like Beto O'Rourke and Kyrsten Sinema and Al Green, they need to go to hell, literally. I'm sick and tired of them. They're anti-American, anti-globalist, anti-human. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, everything. Yeah, it's,
you can't find anything redeeming about them. It's like,
it belongs to the village. They don't belong to you.
Right. And if they had an idea that you could dialogue, like
the state, no matter what.
If you could have an idea, you could dialogue with them. They believe in this house and that house there. You could have a compromise and figure out something. They don't. They have nothing. They have nothing going for them except they want power. They want control of you and me. And they want to kill most of us by putting policies that will starve us, crush our economy, and have us invaded with hundreds of millions of maniacs from the third world. Maybe 90% of our good people are just going to bankrupt our country. But 5 or 10% are going to be criminals. And I don't think this is reasonable. And for these Democrats to say it's like Beto O'Rourke and Gillum in Florida, I mean, these people are nuts. They need to be locked up in a posy jacket with a shot of antipsychotic in their ass. It's that bad, isn't it?
Well, they've been worked up to that. They're really in a frenzy right now. So they're unreasonable.
Yeah, they're not unreasonable. They're disreasonable. They have no human compassion, common sense, decency, logic, or anything. They have nothing. They have animalistic, suicidal thoughts, and they want us to die too. That's how bad it is.
Yeah. No. In fact, they're doing the suicide. I mean, that's.
Well, I think if the Democrats get in and take the House this time, the Democratic Party is now dying and bleeding. It'll completely die if they fight Trump and use their dirty tactics, including threatening subpoenas. And Trump's already counterpunching Nancy Pelosi. It's going to get nasty. But the Democratic Party is going to go bye-bye for good now.
And the folks should prepare themselves. They need to act themselves, inform themselves.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So, Gary, I'd like you to analyze. What do you think will happen? I think possibility number one, by a relatively narrow margin, the Democrats take the House. And I think, unfortunately, it's probably more likely than not. Possibility number two, Trump gets through and keeps both houses, passes immigration laws, gets rid of the birthright citizenship, passes a new tax too, a lot of lower taxes, 10%, make it permanent for middle class, and starts to make a deal with Russia and China so it restabilizes the situation, then it ultimately is going to deteriorate down the road to nuclear war. So what do you think is going to happen on Tuesday? Do you think it's going to be a Democratic, I would call a ripple? And then the craziness of the Democrats is going to be so evident, it will destroy the Democratic Party, won't it?
Well, I don't know. It depends on if they crush Drudge and one of the Murdoch sons, decides to join over and stop playing the Hegelian puppet show. They might just go for the single party and the decimation and the beginning of the culling. I know in California the election fraud is really high. In fact, it was this week. I didn't have my camera with me, but there were two buses right over here in Watsonville, out of a Best Value hotel. Two busloads of people. You know, I'm used to this area, which is strawberries and artichokes, and I know local, you know, pickers and so forth, that, you know, what they look like and what they carry on their backs. These people were just, you know, from over the border, and they're, you know, two huge busloads. They were all painted white. And they were picking them up for some destination. Also, Jimmy Panetta rallied, it's been 8 or 10 months ago. He talked about that he was going to represent the 10,000 illegals in the Monterey County, which means we've got what look like mailboxes. You can grab a form, sign up, and make a vote, and drop it in a mailbox. And you can register up to the day of the election. So you can register up until Tuesday day. I think you might even be able to register that day. So what's going on here is there's nobody watching the store. The Panetta group took over the Republican Party last year. They didn't even have a Republican run against them, or against the sheriff, or against the DA, or against a whole bunch of people. And the guy down in Southern California, Charles Munger, he's a globalist, and so you've got half a dozen Republicans in the state of California, including Kevin McCarthy. So if you've got a nationwide audience, they should not vote for Kevin McCarthy because he belongs to Rockefeller's rip-on society. So it might be different in other states or other jurisdictions, but right here in Panettistan, it's like a third world country.
It's a sign of an honor. You're a funny guy, Panettistan, right?
That's what it is. And if people look up Panettigate, they'll find out information they never knew. I just picked up, I hadn't looked at it for years, but the very book Senator Joseph McCarthy wrote, America's Retreat from Victory. Let me walk over here to the living room. I've got the page marked. And Retreat from Victory, he's telling how China was sold out. And on this one page, he talks about Frederick Vanderbilt Field, self-proclaimed communist, Gunther,
right.
Soviet spy, Congressman Marco Tonio, a Soviet mouthpiece, and his colleagues, Hugh DeLacy and Ellis Patterson. Well, Hugh DeLacy, here in Panettistan, we've got two plaques in honor of him. He's a communist Chinese espionage agent. And
Whoa.
The Board of Supervisors here maintains two plaques in honor of him. And they certainly know about his past because I've been before him a dozen times spelling out, you know, what he belongs to and, you know, what he's all about. But this area here, and people go, well, you know, Panetta used to be a Republican, so he must be a moderate.
Right.
But he used to campaign again for, you know, Nelson Rockefeller and the globalists.
Right, right.
And, so, yeah, that's all I wanted was a world government. So you've got the Baha'i and all the UN followers and the Agenda 21s all pushing for world government. And every poor kid in school is getting brainwashed that that's the way to world peace. And and the local churches, whether they're Rick Warren's Council on Foreign Relations, Rick Warren's purpose-driven church, or they're the more radical Skull and Bones, William Howard Taft headed the Association for the Unitarians, and I think the Unitarians and the Unity have joined. So it's they're all pushing towards this world government.
And, aren't they?
They're taking people at different speeds, but they're all going to the same roundhouse, the same station. And I'll tell you, there's not enough room there for everybody to be a slave or have a spot, because they're the planners. They determine what and who you're going to be and if you're going to live and how they're going to control you and if you're allowed to have any children. But I think it's further than that right now. I think right now they're interested in exercising their Georgia Guidestones, and they do that both silently, and they there'll probably be some disasters along the way.
Yeah, well, Georgia Guidestones mean they want to kill us all, don't they?
Yeah, people look this stuff up. This isn't stuff we're dreaming up. This is stuff they even have
to. Well, you can read the documents. In fact, the thing is, if you read the documents and you don't believe it, you're considered profane, which means you're an idiot and you deserve destruction. They actually say this.
It's like this guy that shot that black five times in the face, and the Democrats are coming out and say, how can you do this Willie Horton thing and create hate and all this other type of stuff? So if you point out some truth of some immigrant that shoots somebody, you know, five times in the face because ICE wasn't able to return them, you're guilty, you're a racist, and you need to let this invasion come in to further dilute any response or what's left of the middle class as it's starting to come alive again. They're trying to just what they did with the Supreme Court judge. They brought the pillow in. It's coming over the border, and they're going to smother you and your family and your
kids. In other words, they're going to Scaliaize us. How they killed Judge Scalia with a pillow over his face. That's
exactly.
What you're saying. Oh, my.
But, you know, the same thing with Theft with the Rich, you know. The robbery where the robber didn't get anything, but the whistleblower ends up dead. And we had a reporter over here at the San Jose Mercury that was showing all the drugs coming in from the CIA, from the Golden Triangle to Africa.
That's why we create the disaster in El Salvador and in Guatemala, and then when they come up to our border, we don't intervene. And in fact, if they get across the border, you can't even hold them. They have 750,000 people waiting to get citizenship to hearings before the court. Isn't that insane?
Right.
These people are never going to go to court. 2% show up.
He suicided himself. He shot himself a couple of times.
Which guy?
Gary Sick from the Mercury.
He was
doing the reports about how the drugs were brought into the inner cities and so forth. But
you're being sarcastic. He obviously didn't suicide himself. He had help.
Yeah, he had a little help.
You like that the Beatles song, getting a little help from your friends or enemies.
Yeah, kind of like Ray Bolger did this week.
Tell us about Ray. What happened there?
Well, he got murdered under the best protection there is in the world, United States prison, top security, and he got murdered.
Wow.
Gary Seal. These people keep killing themselves somehow.
Oh, man, how did that happen, hey? Is that possible?
Yeah, well, stay away from those drugs.
Stay away from those globalists. How's that?
That's better. That's what the fight is. It's independence versus the globalists.
Yeah.
Simple.
Amazing.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Shoppers. So, Gary, give us the latest walking orders. What do we need to do in order to stop this disaster?
Again,
vote Republican or independent that supports Trump. Do not support any Democrats. Realize things are really getting close to catastrophe, aren't they? Financial, geopolitical, and even the danger of a nuclear war down the road if we impeach or assassinate Trump. And they're actually calling for a geopolitical, in a sense, assassination already. Trump needs to actually start coming down with a hammer on these guys and getting rid of media, jailing people that threaten Trump, including some of these so-called Hollywood types. It's really out of control, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I thought by this time Jeff Sessions would have been gone, or he would have made some moves. It's outrageous.
He's going to be gone right after the election, I think. Right after this midterm, Trump's got to get rid of him.
Yeah. Well, like I see right here, I've had to... squawk and send information to the California Sheriff's Association and other people because they won't react on threats of violence and of people and property, and the threats are working because those meetings were canceled and the halls were afraid to rent them out. So it not only was the act itself of threatening people, but it puts a scare or a spook or a curse on anybody else that might want to have free speech. The boards of supervisors have cut down their talk time from 3 minutes to 2 minutes, and they won't tell you what time before it was at a fixed time. So people might have to sit there for 2 or 3 hours to be able to stand up for, you know, a couple of minutes. And the last meeting I went to, they have a consent calendar, which is usually stuff that is not controversial, that they lump in one bag, and they voted on it in a block. But they've always let the people in the past stand up and pull it off so that they could talk about it before it was put in the bag. You know, they usually ignore the people anyway, but that the process was there. I saw for the first time in my life, the last meeting I went to, a lady wanted to talk, pull something off the consent calendar, and he says, it's noted. And she says, you're not going to pull it off? He said, no. So I mean, we've got Hitlerian Reichstag rules here, and of course Hitler himself called for the abolishing of boundaries and said the, you know, we're not going to go by the old boundaries. We're going to, you know, impose national socialism, you know, across the whole state of Germany and be bound by, you know, by those archaic boundaries, and that's what they've done here, both by counties with their COGS, and one of the last persons to give the Board of Supervisors awards is this guy by the name of J.R. Killigrew. And if people have Twitter, you can go to Twitter for J.R.K.I.L.L.I.G.R.E.W. Killigrew, and you'll find the nation of Pacifica, and you'll find California, Oregon, Washington, parts of Nevada. It says the nation of Pacifica, made up of former states of California, Oregon, Washington, and western Nevada. 55 million people, the fifth largest economy of the world, an agricultural power, the center of the entertainment industry, free to pursue green technology, carbon legislation, progressive 21st century lawmaking without the hindrance of being beholden to a backwards idiocracy, meaning no constitution, right? The constitution is a hindrance for them. So they want to set up a dictatorship in a separate nation called Pacifica, and these members of the Board of Supervisors that has shut everybody up and allowed the sheriff, and the sheriff has allowed two of the members to threaten people's body and property, is going on in Panetistan. So we've got every fixture and every earmark of a dictatorship in Panetistan. We really do. And I've been trying to wake up guys like G. Edward Griffin and some other folks that are supposed to be putting people on the streets and getting informed. And he's blocking information about California Forward and Panetistan and a lot of things are going on.
It's really bad, isn't it?
It's really a shame because there's good people there that are just denied enough information. And I think there's a lot of minds out there that once they get a hold of this, they'll rise once they figure it out. And it's easier than...
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's not a matter of figuring it out. I'll tell you what it is. And I use some more vicious and medical terms being a doctor. The people that decide to not ask questions or want to challenge this, they're not stupid. These are smart people. Most people actually understand things at an organic level, you know, basic, in animal level. They're what I call viciously ignorant. In other words, they bare their teeth and try to pretend that you're trying to push them to believe something they don't want to believe. And I figure if they attack the message will go away. It doesn't go away.
Well, this would be like watching football week after week and not knowing how the scores are, that you got four downs, or how many people you have on a team. I mean, it's being that ignorant. They're seeing things happen in front of them every day of the week, yet they don't know the rules. They don't know real life. They don't know the players on the board. They don't know who's selling their kids as global only you can choose any one of 54 sexes, or, you know, make love to a dog. And I don't know what's wrong with parents if they don't grab these kids and homeschool them, but people better... we're running out of string. That's
right.
We're at an edge here right now.
Yeah, we're at the point now where this is going to get vicious. And I can't understand these Democrats because, to be honest with you, they're suicidally stupid. This is not just real stupid. This is like, oh, my God, stupid, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's terrible. They won't hold still for any of the facts. It's like water off a duck's back. And it's mental.
Right.
It's really a shame.
It is a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where do you think this is going to go?
I don't know. It might be their last wake-up call. I just don't know. I've just been seeing these predictions and these plans put forth for so long. And you look at their title, even the Fabian Socialists, which believed in, you know, their turtle, their logo is a turtle, meaning they move at it slowly.
Right.
It says, under their logo, you know, move slowly, but when you strike hard, you know, when you strike hard. And so because somebody's nursing or moving you gently along, when they're ready, it's like, you know, a snake, you know, snap you and you're going to get a poison shot.
It's like a slapping turtle that's going to bite your finger off.
Yeah. But look up Fabian Society. Look up their logo. Look up their other logo, which is their stained glass window, which is a wolf in sheep's clothing. I mean, they thrive on their deceit and hate. You look at the Bohemian Grove, where they burn children in effigy. What the hell is that? You got Clint Eastwood over here, who's part of the Panetta Institute. Everybody thinks he's a great conservative because he starred in a few Law and Order movies. But, you know, he's part of Bohemian Grove. He's part of the Panetta Institute. And, you know, let's stop giving people favors and believing what they're saying. Let's look at what they're doing.
Right.
And he's got no aversion to, you know, Panetta and his huge tax-exempt foundation. It's just like the Clinton Foundation. They don't pay a dime's worth of tax, and they fly all over the world telling you and me and how to live. But it's amazing. Skull and bones. Hell, they crawl into a damn coffin with human remains and dedicate their souls to the Lucifer or whoever it is.
Well, I'll tell you what they do. I'll give you specifics. And they actually are half naked, and they masturbate and give their sexual secrets, and they wish an oath to the goddess Nu that's going to destroy their soul at the end of their life, but they're going to get sex, money, and power. And so they actually swear this oath, believe it or not.
Yeah, and they're also given, according to Dr. Anthony Sutton, they're protected for life. They're given money as soon as they graduate. Each one is given a big grandfather's clock that's set 5 minutes fast, which is not a bad idea for everybody. If you get there 5 minutes early, you can kind of set the meeting or prepare to control what's going on. So a lot of their stuff is scientifically generated, even going into their occult rituals and so forth are important to them to imbue importance to what they're doing. And it's a religion for Lucifer or world control. And
what I'm concerned about is I think there's a better than not chance the Democrats are going to edge and take back the House. It's going to be ugly news for 2 years before 2020, but it'll destroy the Democrats, guarantee Trump gets in, guarantee he's going to have to get real tough with executive orders. The Senate's going to be clearly in the Republicans' hands. The Democrats will get nothing done but just cause obstruction and destroy their party. That's what I see happening. Unfortunately, I'm realistic. Not a
confirmation.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly, only much worse. Much worse than Kavanaugh.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.